This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. 5 minutes with the Word of God. 5 minutes which can be very crucial to you. If you will take your own Bible, check and see if what I say to you is true, reject it if it's false, but accept it if it's true. At any rate, to take your own Bible, find out what it says, and bring your own life into harmony with it. For the past several times, we've been studying with you from the Word of God concerning the love of God. Not merely about the love of God in general, but the love of God as to its characteristics or its qualities. We have pointed out that the love of God is universal. God loves everybody. The love of God is protective. The love of God is providing. The love of God is understanding, non-forgetful, timely, indestructible. It has been proved or established. It's impartial. He loves everybody. It's powerful and it's demanding. Now I want to close this series of lessons by pointing out to you that the love of God is merciful. The love of God is forgiving. A passage to which I've referred several times in this series of studies is John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world, He so loved everybody, that He gave. You see, His love manifested itself in action, just as our love must manifest itself in action. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish. Notice that. The believer should not perish, but the implication is that he will if he does not do whatever else God demands of him. Belief is not the only thing God demands. The Bible teaches in James chapter 2 that the devils believe and tremble. But surely no one would claim that the devils will be saved. One must believe with a living, active, obedient faith. As James makes clear in James chapter 2, verse 26, for as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so then is faith without works dead. So God loves everybody and wants everybody to be saved, but you cannot be saved by faith only. You cannot be saved by a dead faith. A dead faith is one that is powerless, inoperative, unable to accomplish anything at all so far as the salvation of the soul is concerned. Now there's a passage in Luke chapter 15 which tells us a great deal about the power of the love of God and the fact that it is forgiving and merciful. There is the story of the prodigal son. I begin reading with Luke chapter 15 and verse 11. And he, that is Jesus, said, a certain man had 2 sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of thy substance that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there he wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that country, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with a husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. But when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. And while he was yet afar off, his father saw him, and was moved with compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth quickly the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat, and make merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again, and he was lost, and is found. And they began to be merry. Our time's gone for today, but this passage makes clear a great deal about the love of God, that it is merciful and forgiving. I'm glad you've been with us today, and I hope you'll be with us tomorrow as we continue our study of the Word of God. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.